Chair, you are on the record.
Thank you. We'll hold to order the Rail Belt Transmission Organization Governance Committee meeting for May 8th to order. Jennifer, we can do a roll call vote, please.
Yes, sir. Alaska Energy Authority?
Curtis Thayer here.
Chugach Electric Association?
Arthur Miller here.
City of Seward?
Brian Hickey, present.
Homer Electric Association?
Brad Janorski here.
Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Izzo, present online.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Travis Million here.
The Rail Belt Reliability Council?
Ed Jenkins here.
You have a quorum, Chair.
Thank you, Jennifer. Moving on to public roll call for all others present, please.
Okay, let's go to our council.
Tina Grovier, Stoll Reeves, counsel for the RTO.
And let's go to the folks on the Teams meeting, if you would like to state your name and affiliation for the record.
Paul Monroe, consultant for the RTO.
Mark Billings, the Alaska Energy Authority.
Cody George, outside counsel with the City of Seward.
That's okay. Theo Heckman, Golden Valley.
Just
sorry,
Jess. Oh, no.
Sarah Lamb, Homer Electric.
Kim Hankel, MEA.
Okay, looks like that's everybody on the Teams meeting. We'll start with the folks in the room.
John Sinclair, MEA.
Bill Bryce, AEA.
Karen Bell, AEA.
Matt Clarkson, Chugach.
Okay, are there others on the Teams meeting that would like to identify themselves?
Jensen, Governor's Office.
Thanks, Andrew. Okay, I think that's everybody, except there's a phone number. I believe it might be David Pease.
That sounds like Mexico it is.
That's good.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Okay, that's everybody, Chair.
Excellent. Moving on, item number four, the approval of the agenda. If we get a motion to approve the agenda.
Arthur Miller, motion to approve.
Curtis Thayer, second.
Okay. Any discussion, additions, changes? Seeing none, Jennifer, if we could do a roll call vote for the approval of the agenda, please.
Yes, sir. Chugach Electric Association?
Arthur Miller.
City of Seward?
Brian Hickey, yes.
Homer Electric Association?
Brad Janorski, yes.
Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Izzo, yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Charles Million, yes.
Alaska Energy Authority?
Curtis Thayer, yes.
The motion carries, Chair.
All right, thank you. Moving on to public comments.
Okay, we'll start with anybody in the room that would like to make a public comment. Okay, next we'll go to the... On the Teams meeting, that would like to make a... Please. And... Make a public comment. Okay, Chair, no public comments at this.
Great. Thank you, Jennifer. I think your microphone was having some technical difficulties cutting in and out. I don't know if everybody else online heard the same thing, but we can follow you. Moving on to item number six, approval of the meeting minutes from the March 20th, 2026 meeting. If we could get a motion to approve the minutes.
Curtis Thayer, move to approve the minutes.
Arthur Miller, second.
Thank you. Any changes to the minutes from anybody? And Jennifer, we can do a roll call vote to approve the minutes as presented, please.
Yes, sir. Let's go. City of Seward?
Brian Hickey, yes.
Homer Electric Association?
Brad Jarosky, yes.
Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Izzo, yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Charles Million, yes.
Alaska Energy Authority?
Curtis Thayer, yes.
Chugach Electric Association?
Arthur Miller, yes.
The motion carries, Chair.
All right, thank you. Moves into old business. Item 7A, Open Access Transmission Tariff RCA Docket U-2528. Tina, I will kick that over to you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good afternoon, everyone. As I reported at our last meeting, the Regulatory Commission of Alaska is deliberating on their decision in the U-2528 docket, which is due on June 4th of this year. The subcommittees will report on their progress in preparing proposed business practices and proposals. Oh, sorry, not proposals, protocols. And I have matters related to these topics, budgeting, service contracts, potential RFPs, and updates to the Gantt chart, and next steps related to the OAT to discuss with you in executive session, the immediate knowledge of which could have an adverse effect on the legal and financial position of the RTO and or the committee members, or that are protected by and or confidential under state, federal, or local law. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Tina. Any questions for Tina? All right. Hearing and seeing none, we'll move on to the technical subcommittee update. John, I will turn it over to you.
Thank you, Chair. This is John Sinclair for the technical subcommittee. We have been working on two business practices, change request and studies business practice, along with local, regional, and loss studies, specifically the RFP for those studies. And I believe we'll be discussing those in executive session, and we do have some drafts for you guys to take a look at. So more to come.
Thank you, John. Any questions for John? Okay. Hearing none, we'll move over to the tariff subcommittee update. Mr. Heckman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good afternoon, everyone. Similar to John's update, the tariff subcommittee has been working on the three business practices that are going to be considered under new business they are on today. So I will save the discussion on those for that time. But after these are considered and after any sort of governance committee action, either today or next week, we will then move on to another slate and we'll start addressing dispute resolution. So that's kind of what the next steps are for the tariff subcommittee. But we have three business practices to discuss with all of you today.
Any questions for Mr. Heckman? Seeing none, we'll move on to the Finance Subcommittee update. Karen, I believe that would be you.
Yes, thank you, Chair. The Finance Subcommittee continues to meet on a weekly basis. Our primary focus since March has been developing a recommendation for protocols related to the annual transmission revenue requirement template proposed in tariff, as well as developing several budget recommendations. The subcommittee has a recommendation for an increase of $270,000 for fiscal year 2026 budget. This is on the agenda for later today under new business. For protocols, the subcommittee has a draft framework, but there are some complex issues we've come across related to the topic, resulting in some open questions that need to be discussed with the governance committee and legal counsel. The process is taking longer than anticipated, and we will need to continue to work with legal counsel and likely the tariff subcommittee to resolve some issues, some of those issues related to appropriate timing. We anticipate on continuing to make progress in the next few weeks, but did also want to bring it to the governance committee's attention that the subcommittee believes that some of the issues we're discussing could be impacted by the final order in U-25-028. Moving forward, the subcommittee will be discussing a business practice on the annual budget process that's currently being drafted and also the scope of a unified cost of capital study. I also wanted to bring one item to the attention of the governance committee that's now come up with all three subcommittees. And that is the need to develop a business practice for handling confidential information. You'll notice in some of the business practices that are before you today, we do reference such a business practice. That was not one that was initially identified by us or on the Gantt chart, but I do think it's going to be essential, especially since the RTO has some required public postings, and I would recommend that that does get added as an activity, potentially for maybe the tariff subcommittee to work with legal counsel. That's what I have for today. Thank you.
Any questions for Karen? Okay. Not seeing any. It looks like the next item of business is to move into executive session for the items that have been discussed. If we get a motion to go into executive session, please.
Sure. This is Arthur Miller with Chugach. I move that the RTO enter into executive session to discuss confidential matters related to RTO finances and or legal strategy as described by and for the reasons outlined by counsel, which is consistent with our bylaws.
Is there a second?
Tony Izzo, I'll second, sir.
Thank you, Tony. All right, any discussion? Jennifer, if we could do a roll call vote to go into executive session, please.
Yes, sir. Homer Electric Association? Homer Electric Association?
Brad Janorski, yes. Sorry, Jennifer. I'm trying to find the screen.
No worries. Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Izzo, yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Travis Million, yes.
Alaska Energy Authority?
Curtis Thayer, yes.
Chugach Electric Association?
Arthur Miller, yes.
The City of Seward?
Brian Hickey, yes.
The motion carries, and we will go into executive session.
Okay, so let me know when we're off the record. I would advise that the RTO has not taken any formal action on the matters discussed while in executive session, except as authorized by bylaw section 5.12.2 to give direction to an attorney or negotiator regarding the handling of a specific legal matter or pending negotiation. All right, with that, that moves us over to item 9, new business, 9A, the FY26 budget amendment. Karen, I will turn that over to you.
Thank you, Chair. The Finance Subcommittee is recommending a budget increase of $270,000 to the fiscal year 2026 budget. When I came to you and discussed the budget back at the February 13th meeting, we had done an amendment due to the adding costs for the upcoming hearing at that time. The initial budget that we had had not considered a hearing happening in fiscal year 2026. At that time, we had discussed that what was being proposed was conservative because we were not sure how long the hearing would last. The hearing lasted longer than was scheduled, and we did incur additional costs. So the budget increase that we are requesting will cover the additional costs that we incurred for the hearing, as well allow us to cover costs for our contracts, mostly legal, through the end of June. So the Finance Subcommittee does request that the Governance Committee approve this budget increase. Any questions?
Any questions for Karen? Yeah, Brad, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. I know this is the last budget was conservative. My question is this one conservative, or are we going to see another one come up here in the next couple of months?
I do not believe you'll see another one for fiscal year 2026 unless something unanticipated happens. We do believe that we've built enough in the budget to cover our costs through the end of June, and that includes any work that may be necessary in June in response or work associated with U-25-028.
All right. Thank you, Karen.
This is Curtis. I move that the RTO approve the FY26 budget amendment as presented.
Arthur Miller,
second.
Thank you, Arthur. Any further discussion on this topic? Hearing seeing none, Jennifer, could you do a roll call vote to approve the FY26 budget amendment, please?
Yes, sir. Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Izzo, yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Travis Million, yes.
Alaska Energy Authority?
Curtis Thayer, yes.
Chugach Electric Association?
Arthur Miller, yes.
The City of Seward?
Ryan Hickey, yes.
Homer Electric Association?
Brad Chinorsky, yes.
The motion carries, Chair.
All right. Thank you very much. Moving on to item 9B, business practices. Subset I, RTO draft business practice change request. I believe we've got a presentation on that.
Hello, John Sinclair again for the technical subcommittee. We'll be discussing two business practices, and if you can drop down to the next slide. So first business practice is a change request business practice. This is required under Tariff Sheet 22. We have to provide a process for the change request. And the business practice is pretty straightforward. It outlines the process for submitting a change request. And then there is also an exhibit, which is pretty much a checklist for that change request. Types of changes, it's really any changes in that NITS service. So changes network load, network resources, the BTS, and then there's a kind of a catch-all for a special request. It is intended for those eligible customers or network customers to utilize this, and it outlines the process that the TOs will need to go through to study and say any impacts associated with that change request. So it is pretty straightforward. It's a checklist as outlined in the tariff. I don't think there's a whole lot to it, trying to just make sure we have the documents that are outlined in the tariff. But I'm definitely open to any questions that anyone might have on it. It's a pretty short business practice. All right. Seeing no questions, we'll step to the next business practice, which is studies. And again, this is outlined in the proposed tariff sheet 6984. It is similar to the change request where it is basically a checklist of what needs to happen if you want to propose a study. This one isn't just eligible customers and network customers. It also covers if you are a TO and the RTO, the GC can also request studies. So it's a little bit broader in who can request, but it outlines. And the concept here is for a study, the GC would assign it to a subcommittee to handle. And then they would, there's a outline of how contracting and managing the actual contractor that would be performing the study. It also notes a process if we were going to do it in-house and not have a contractor. So it's pretty step-by-step formulaic. It notes that the GC would outline how the procurement process, but we don't actually speak to any specifics, just that the GC would decide. So, again, step-by-step process. It's pretty straightforward. It's pretty detailed. And then the Exhibit A is a checklist of, yep, we did this, we did this, we did this. Very procedural, exciting stuff. So, but if you guys have any questions on it, I think the intent is to have you guys take a look at this, and then next go around, once you guys have looked at it, if you have any comments or feedback. But eventually we do need to get these approved. But these two, I think, are pretty straightforward checklists per the tariff. But open for any questions or comments on them.
Any questions for John on the business practices? All right, hearing none, we'll move on to the next one.
All right, so the next three are business practices that were done by the TERR subcommittee. So similar to what John, Jennifer, can you bring that back up? That was just a continuation of where John left off. So right there, thank you. So likewise, just putting these out there for your all the information at this point in time, and then I have a week to consider them, and then possible action next Friday. The first is addressing updates and changes to the non-discriminatory open access transmission tariff, as well as business practices. We know that both the OAT and the business practices will require updates and changes over time. What this specific business practice is going to do is establish a process for requesting changes to the NOAT and the business practices themselves. Who can propose those? The transmission owners can, network customers, eligible customers as defined in the OAT can propose changes. As well as the Railroad Reliability Council based on their work development that may impact the RTO. After those proposed changes are made, there is a subcommittee assignment. There will be a primary subcommittee assigned to look over the changes based on the topic. However, there will be probable conversation, interwork between the various subcommittees, including a TERR subcommittee, and then the business practice establishes the timing for consideration of the business practice as far as how is this really going to play out, again, depending on the topic that is being addressed and whether or not any other regulatory approvals are required. And then it lays out the process for the subcommittee to recommend any action on the requested changes to the governance committee for consideration. As with all the actions that are going to be proposed to these business practices, the governance committee can approve the change, can remand the change back to a subcommittee for further development, or can take some other actions. So, pretty straightforward, laying out the process for changes. Exhibit A is also in the packet, and along with the business practice form itself. The next one, just pausing to make sure no one had any questions. Sorry, I moved to that pretty fast. The next one is addresses tariff filings. These are specific to filings that will be submitted to the Regulatory Commission related to the note. Like the practice above, it establishes a process for preparing and submitting the filings to the RCA. And the types of filings that could be submitted are changes to the note itself, the annual cost of service, the RTO's administration charge, as well as the non-pro forma service agreements. The regulatory team on the tariff subcommittee, you know, all of us are pretty well versed with how these sorts of filings are prepared and then submitted to the RCA. So that was kind of a baseline for the approach on this specific business practice. Again, taking into account the unique circumstances that the RTO has. So this business practice, pretty straightforward, nothing too crazy being proposed here, but basically will just help set up a path forward for how the RTO will submit filings to the RCA. And then while it's not here, similar to the above business practice, it will set out a process for recommendation and for approval by the governance committee.
Any questions for Daniel on the tariff filing business practice? And then we can continue on.
Right. The final one is addressing RTO required public postings. The OAT requires various public postings, and as we saw in the hearing, there was a lot of discussion on what was going to be posted for public transparency purposes and what was not. and this business practice seeks to provide some clarification on what exactly those types of public postings are going to look like and the process for posting those postings and maintaining them. And again, this is to just show transparency of the organization, maintain regulatory compliance, and then ensure that interested parties can have access to this type of information. So the business practice is going to basically describe the content of the public postings, and it can be anything such as pending filings before the RCA, anything that is taken action on in open session at these meetings, just a couple of examples. It's going to outline the process for the approval of those postings by the governance committee, and then when are they going to be posted, and then how are they going to be updated, and then how are they going to be maintained for vision for accuracy and for version control. Of course, a lot of this, with the RTO being a part of AEA for administrative purposes, a lot of this is going to fall on AEA and Ms. Bell to maintain, but this will hopefully set forward a path for how the RTO will have these public postings and how the public will be able to access various documents and postings.
Any questions for Daniel on the required public postings business practice? Okay. Hearing none, we do know that at some point we will need to approve these to be moved forward, but my understanding is that it doesn't necessarily have to be today. We do have another meeting next week, so what would be the will of the body for moving these business practices?
This is Curtis there. I would wish that we table these until the next meeting to give not only the board members but also members of the public to review it and bring it up on the agenda on the May 15th meeting.
Okay. Thank you, Curtis. Is there a second to that?
Second, Brad.
Okay. Any other further discussion on tabling these until next week's meeting on the 15th? And hearing none, Jennifer, if we could do a roll call vote to table the business practices that were presented today to the May 15th meeting, please.
Yes, sir. Golden Valley Electric Association?
Travis Million, yes.
Alaska Energy Authority?
Curtis Thayer, yes.
Chugach Electric Association?
Arthur Miller, yes.
The City of Seward?
Brian Hickey, yes.
Homer Electric Association?
Brad Jahorski, yes.
Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Izzo, yes.
The motion carries, Chair.
Okay, thank you. All right, that moves us to item number 10, member comments. Curtis, I'm going to go ahead and start with you.
No, I just want to thank you and for the meeting today, and look forward to May 15th, and appreciate all the staff work, not only at the committee levels, but also with Mark and Karen and Bill and, of course, Jennifer at the command center. So thank you.
Thank you. Arthur, I'll go to you next.
Okay. I echo Curtis's comments. Really appreciate all the effort and that's gone into all this. And we're continuing to move forward and look forward to the commission's order in early June. Thanks.
Right, next on my screen would be Mr. Hickey.
Thank you very much, everyone. Appreciate all the effort, and we look forward to a decision at the first week in June.
Next on my screen will be Brad.
Yeah, echo everybody else's comments. In addition, thank you, Tina, for herding chickens. And here we go. Look forward to hearing from the RCA. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Thank you, Brad. Tony?
I will echo all the comments of the prior members and wish you all a good weekend. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, Tony. Ed?
Yeah, and the same. I appreciate the consistent effort that these committees are doing while still waiting for the hearing, how they're making progress and moving things forward. So, thank you.
Jennifer? Excellent. And I would echo everybody else's comments as well. Thank you to Tina and Jennifer in particular for keeping us going forward in the right direction and prepping for these meetings. Next meeting date will be next Friday, the 15th. I'll be in person for that one. So we'll see you guys there. And with that, I need a motion to adjourn, please.
So moved, Brad.
There's a second.
Second, Brian.
Jennifer, can you do a final roll call vote of the day for adjournment, please?
Alaska Energy Authority?
Curtis Thayer, yes.
Chugach Electric Association?
Arthur Miller, yes.
The City of Seward?
Brian Hickey, yes.
Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Izzo, yes.
Homer Electric Association?
Brad Jaworski, yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Travis Million, yes.
The motion carries, Chair. We are adjourned.
All right, with that, we are adjourned. Thank you guys very much. We'll see you next Friday.
Thank you.